Pri šonkliranju ja, je lahko zelo nevarno, ker ti lahko uč padeš obce.
Jutranji padec. Podaja v cirkusu in vsem ostalem, kar lahko razbije studijsko opremo.
Sa mikrofonom.
Njemu su rekli, ti si vrlo talentovan, možeš da glumiš kad se setiš. Prihvatio bi bilo kakvu ulogu u domaćem filmu, a može i u stranom. Talenti, prva vrata levo, talenti, prva vrata levo, talenti, prva vrata levo, talenti. Napred marš! Prijavio sam se na konkurs u Zoom reporter, jer bih voleo da glumim na filmu. Mnogo bih voleo da glumim na filmu. I duša i telo, sve mi je za film. Jednom rečju, ja sam rođen za film. Režiseri, uočite moj lik i moje telo. Volio bih da glumim, na primjer, u karate filmovima. Ili u kriminalnim filmovima. Svi filmovi, strani, domaći, bože, nije važno. Vrlo sam snažan. Mogu da u jednoj ruci dignem 100 kila i u drugoj ruci 100 kila, sve zajedno 200 kila. Sve bih voleo da glumim, ali najviše bih voleo da glumim Tarzana. Mnogo bih voleo da glumim Tarzana. Vrlo sam lepa, elegantna i šarmantna. Bez veze. Mislim, ja sam se poslala taj foto se ovako bez veze. Pa vi odlučite, mislim, šta, kako se vama to dopada, mislim, bez veze. Moja koleginica u osnovnoj školi, još dok sam bila ja, ona mi je rekla ovako, mi smo bili na času, ne znam što je bila ovako, bez veze, nešto. Ona meni veli, ti ćeš da svršiš na filmu. Bez veze, volela bi da se to desi. Šta je tu je? Eto tako, vidite. Mogu ja da glumim ovako i u pozorištu, ali najviše volim da glumim na filmu, pa je to nekako lepše. Mislim, mogu da glumim karakterne uloge, a mogu i da se svučem na filmu. Evo, vidite, tako, lepo. Obim kukova 90, obim grudi 190. Sve bih volela da glumim, ali najviše bih glumila Jane. Mnogo bih glumila Jane. Videli ste kako mogu to da izvedem? Hoćete da ponovim? To sam se dugo pripremala. Ja, moj kolega on je igrao Čitu. Čitu, ja sam igrala Jane. Jeste. Evo, slučaj. Ona je opet vrlo lepa, šarmantna, trapantna, prava koketa. Režiseri, obratite pažnju na njenu figuru. I to su lažnu talenti. Prva vrata levo, talenti. Prva vrata levo, talenti. Prva vrata levo, talenti.
Napred, marš!
Dobro jutro. V tokratnem jutranjem padcu bomo uporabili posebno tehniko poimenovano linija najmanjšega odpora ter spustili v eter oddajo, ki jo je nekdo že naredil. Da bo zvenelo imenitneje, bomo svojo lenobo skrili za termin radijsko gostovanje. Kot ste morda že oslušnili, ni v etru nikogar od ekipe, delo smo prevalile na špikarko. Tako da, draga publika, v tokratnem jutranjem padcu gostuje Kulturan radio iz Zagreba, za katerega skrbi naša draga Cirkorama. Poslušali bomo krajši intervju s skupino No Magic, ki je svojo kaskadersko cirkuško predstavo gostovala v šotoru Cirko Balkane aprila letos. Še nekaj besed o tem, kaj Kulturan radio sploh je. Kulturan radio. Radio za malega človeka, lačnega kulture. Kulturan radio je spletni radijski medij, ki promovira, predstavlja, ustvarja in povezuje različne kulturne in umetniške vsebine ter akterje na kulturni in umetniški sceni na Hrvaškem, v regiji in širše. Zasnovanje kot zvočna dnevna soba kulturne scene in medij, ki služi kot orodje za predstavitev in promocijo kulture in umetnosti, kot so literatura, mediji, gledališče, likovna umetnost, glasba, ples, cirkus, video in seveda številne druge smeri v umetnosti s poudarkom na sodobnem ustvarjanju. Cilj radija je, da kulturne in radijske vsebine vključujejo vse parametre radijskega formata. Poleg glasbe v etru poskušajo predvajati tudi kulturne novice, radijske igre, intervjuje z umetniki, kritike in napovedi zanimivih kulturnih dogodkov, predvsem tistih, katerih delo težje pride do medijske pozornosti in širše javnosti. Kulturan radio nastaja v produkciji društva Cirkorama iz Zagreba. Pa prisluhnimo pogovoru.
Kulturan radio u emisiji Razlog za razgovor donosi epizodu Nemagični razgovor s cirkuskom grupom Majlajka. Francuska cirkuska grupa Majlajka vjerojatno je poznata dijelu zagrebačkih ljubitelja cirkuske umjetnosti koji se sjećaju njihove izvedbe u nastajanju Popcorn Machine koju su izveli 2010. godine u pogonu Jedinstvo. Tada s ovim umjetničkim projektom postaju i laureati Jean Talent Cirque Europe. U Zagreb i općenito regiju vraćaju se još u nekoliko navrata, obično kao Zeitkunst Cirk, no s prepoznatljivim izvedbenim izričajem, licima i suradnicima koji se teško zaboravljaju, kako zbog upečatljivosti i vrhunske cirkuske tehnike, tako i pristupa kreacijama u kojima nemoguće pretvaraju u crnohumornu stvarnost i ostavljaju nas s upitnikom kako im je ovo palo na pamet. Upravo je takva i predstava No Magic, koja je 10. travnja otvorila sezonu u Cirko Balkana šatoru. Predstavu izvode tri cirkuske umjetnice, Filin Dalman, Julie Vergez i Elise Reine, koje su dva dana prije izvedbe također vodile edukaciju za lokalne umjetnice i umjetnike pod nazivom No Workshop. U nadi da nećemo dobiti jedan veliki no, zamolili smo umjetnice za jedan yes razgovor o no principu, točnije o samoj predstavi, njenom stvaranju, značenju No Magica, njihovoj međusobnoj suradnji i ponekom ponaosob detalju.
My name is Filin. I am a circus artist, I guess. And I am an acrobat and musician. And we came here with our show No Magic. It's a show of the company Majlajka, which I founded 15 years ago with my friends.
And I'm Julie. I'm originally a contortionist, and now maybe would say I'm a little bit more diverse circus artist.
Yeah, and I'm Elise, the third. I'm a circus artist as well, and comes from contortion and trapeze, and works within experimental and performative.
It's a company, like a circus company, that you can say, but we like to play with extreme forms of art somehow, and try to introduce the circus aspect of our company in some experimental theatrical context.
You have been here already in Zagreb?
Yes, several times. We came here 15 years ago, I think, with Popcorn Machine, our first show, which was a theater show, and it was playing in theaters. And we came here to give workshops and to play the show. And then 5 years later, we bought a circus tent, and we came back here to Zagreb and also to Belgrade with the tent, played another show. And then over the years we have different shows with the company, and then we came back 5 years ago with La Erte with another show, and we played it in your tent.
Well, it was born quite long ago when we met, maybe like 8 years ago, and we had a sort of first impulse, one shot, where we performed something of this sort, and we took it back up a couple years ago. When we decided to take it back up and take it a bit seriously and try to actually tour it.
Was because we had so much fun doing it before. Like, it was the most fun of all the shows that we ever done. So we said, we have to continue to do this.
We have to make it serious.
Yeah, because speaking of experimental, of course, my Leica was always experimental, but I guess this was a color that my Leica had never really gone so deeply into. The original idea came from like sound escaping, sound effects. And a lot of irony, I would say. How else could we describe No Magic?
I mean, it's a series of experiments and ideas that has been allowed to develop freely without judgment.
Without any judgment.
Without any judgment.
Yeah, I guess what most people tell us when they see it is something like this, like there's a sort of freedom of doing whatever we want, and we clearly are having so much fun with this whatever nonsense. Well, it's not nonsense, but a sort of unexpected, eclectic series of events that then the audience also, it's a bit contagious, I think.
So does it mean that you improvise inside of the show, or do you have a...
No, not so much. It's all pretty much written, like we know what we do in every moment. But for me personally, it's a show where I go on stage and I have a big tension in myself, and I never lose it. It's never a moment where I say, how do I act now? Or it's all very clear. Like, I have to do this, and I have to jump in these boxes now, and I have to destroy this and that. And it's really easy for me to play because you're in it all the way through. Because
yeah, there's quite a bit of catharsis moments.
Yeah,
like high energy catharsis, but also different styles of intensity, I think.
It's like, you know, like one knows exactly what to do, you just don't know how it's gonna go.
Yeah, because the things that we do, they can go any places. They can like explode in some weird directions we never...
Or not at all.
Or not at all.
Or flop, yeah.
Or flop, and then it's also funny.
Did you ever have any accident during the show or something like this?
Yes.
Because you have so many props on the stage, actually, and I didn't see the show, but Nicola told me that it's quite edgy, actually.
Edgy is a good word.
Yeah.
We've had accidents. Luckily, nothing serious and very dangerous. But one time, I remember, I turned to Feline. Spoiler alert, we use ketchup in the show. And I turned to Feline and I see her face with some red. Oh my God. I thought, but the ketchup is later. I didn't open the ketchup. What's happening? And then I understood she's bleeding. Oh. And it was fine. It was nothing dramatic, but it was, you know, yeah. A bit of blood on her face. And it was one of these accidents that can happen in because we use these props that have their own way of expressing themselves too.
Yeah, it's also some people call it a stunt show because we do a lot of stunts. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of, it's dangerous somehow. We try to control, of course, but then there's things that can happen.
Because there actually is sort of a philosophy behind the No Magic name. It's that actually we don't fool you. There is nothing like,
there's no fake.
There's no fake.
Everything is true.
That's why it works. That's the only way it can work. Mm. And if it becomes easy, then this show doesn't make any sense anymore. Mm. So there is something a bit rude about the impacts on the ground. Like, even if we did do a cascade, a stunt workshop with Filine to learn how to fall, but actually we decided it doesn't make sense for this show.
Like, because
this
we don't have to pretend we are falling. We are falling.
We have to fall
because otherwise it doesn't...
It has to be a real fall.
And the most emblematic example is, I think, the ketchup, because we use ketchup in order to make the image of blood, but you see the bottle and you see her squeezing it on us, like, and it's all in this idea of like no magic behind it. It's all true.
And of course, our manager one time was like, "Can we put just some red coloring? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It would be much less sticky. Will be much easier to clean." And we said, "Yeah, but
yes, but no.
But then it won't be no magic."
And how does audience actually react?
Surprisingly, very enthusiast. We were very surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
first times.
Yeah, we were in the beginning. We thought it was like a joke for us, and we had so much fun that we say, "Okay, we have to do it." But then also, public started to enjoy it very much. Like, people were saying, "I want to participate. I want to do this shit with you."
They want to come on stage. We said, "Okay, one day, maybe our last time or something. We have to invite more people to join."
And then also, surprisingly, we had the feeling it's like more like a night show and like for drunk people maybe, so they can enjoy. But then also we had like old ladies coming up to us.
Really?
And saying, it's a feminist show. I really love what you do, because we don't want to spoil anything, but there's some elements where every housewife can really relate to, I think.
Any woman,
Any woman, or maybe also houseman.
What a houseman.
Yeah, probably.
But we actually had some people coming back to the show. If we were in a festival a few days performing the same show, they would come back. And so it's quite touching to see, like, okay.
Of course, we had also some reactions that were more repulsing because it's a big chaos and we are also, I don't know, we are wasting food. We are jumping on chips. And then we say, okay, we can give it to the chicken, but then we never do it because there's no chicken around. Normally.
There's the dogs. Here there's the dogs.
There's the dogs.
Tomorrow we will leave the dogs inside.
They will clean.
So they can clean.
But it's an issue, this wasting thing. For us, it's clearly also like a, if you want, somehow a critique of capitalism. And there's a lot of elements that refer to that. But people can also misunderstand and say, yeah, but you're doing whatever, and they don't get the message.
Yes. Mm.
And they are just thinking we are wasting food because we are having fun. But for us, it's also a clear message to say, okay,
this is consumerism. That's a constant everywhere.
And during the creation process, did you have somebody who is watching you, or did you direct yourself all the time? How was it?
It was really between us.
There was, it was a not very classic creation process. It was very fast. We said, like, let's do this and that and this and that. And everybody was like, yes.
It was like 3 days.
Nice.
And then at one point we had the feeling that it had to be like longer and in another frame or something, and then we gave it the frame, and then we wanted to have a musical moment, and we had a, now we have a musical moment, but there was never any like, okay, we go and study.
No, and I also think we didn't decide that it's finished. Usually in a creation process, there's a beginning and an end. And with this one, it just kind of began, and we started sharing it, and it continued. And I think it's going to continue to develop. When we keep finding little gadgets that we like, we put it in.
Did you do it already? Did you actually, during the performances, you already performed, add some things on the way?
Yeah, but we decided before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not during performance, but we've like been in town and then we've seen magnificent objects and then added it to the show.
Yeah, or small details that can happen, like in the show, that can happen. Where you find out that something silly actually can become much longer than what you thought.
In relationships also.
We had some accidents that we resolved in some way and then decided, okay, that's actually much better this way.
And Elise, for you, you are actually aerialist, no?
Yeah, originally,
and,
yes.
Yeah, and how is it actually to play the show on the ground?
It's fun. It's very chill to not bring the aerials and not to rig it in the air. Mm-hmm. I think it's something very liberating. But I also do contortion, so I also play in shows where I'm not in the air. Mm. But I mean, it's nice to do aerials, but you are always up there doing nice things. And then when you're on the ground, you can play around and you have so much more freedom to move and relate to others in a more free way, which I like.
So, plans? Do you have many plans for the future, or you still don't know, actually?
Like shows?
Yes.
Yeah, we go to Split. Mm-hmm. We go to Copenhagen. We go to Serbia, Belgrad.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of ideas on the way, but not confirmed yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, the idea is to tour it as much as possible because it's so much fun.
When somebody wants it, then we can come if we are free.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yes, you hold a workshop here.
Yeah.
And how was it for you with the local artists?
It was great. It was short.
Yeah,
it was
short.
I would have liked to have more time, I think. But we tried to put most possible information in this short
in
time.
In 2 days. That was really nice to see. It was very evident the first moment when everyone's a bit shy and a bit locked in their ways. And very quickly it became a chaos, but in a really good way, of sharing, very generous. Very generous.
Yes,
very good, very open-minded,
Open.
Nice meeting.
Open to receive information and applicate. Mm-hmm. Apply.
Apply, yeah.
Slušali ste epizodu Nemagični razgovor s cirkuskom grupom My Laika u emisiji Razlog za razgovor Kulturnog radija. Razgovor vodila, uvod i odjavu pročitala Jadranka Žinić-Mijatović. Snimio, tonski obradio i uredio Ratko Bokić. Kulturan radio. Cirkoraba.
Novičke. Človek na loncu. 23. in 24. maja se bo pred športnim društvom Tabor v Ljubljani odvil festival skupnostnega cirkusa Človek na loncu, na katerem se letos proslavlja 20 let slovenskega združenja za cirkuško pedagogiko Cirko Krog. Festival se začne v petek ob 16. uri z otvoritveno parado, sledijo cirkuške delavnice odprtega kovčka, zvečer pa še koncert skupine Grund. V soboto pa so dopoldne na programu različne delavnice za mlade in odrasle, opoldne kolebnica, nastop otroškega cirkusa Cirko šola in torta. Ob 4 bodo skupinske igre ter cirkuške delavnice odprtega kovčka, ob 7 uri pa odprti oder Lej ljubi jubilej. Vsi dogodki na festivalu so zaston, zaželeni pa so prostovoljni prispevki. Za več informacij počekirajte Cirko Krogovo Facebook ali Instagram stran. Danes na cirkuški sredi. Skupinska akrobacija ali kako varno hoditi po ljudeh. Na pedagoški fakulteti v telovadnici številka 3 bo ob 5. uri potekala enourna delavnica skupinskih akrobacij, od 6. do 8. pa prosta vaja. Udeležba brezplačna. Pridi, lahko že kaj znaš, lahko pa nič. Če bo vreme temu naklonjeno, bo verjetno to zadnja sreda pod streho. Če bo naslednjič vreme nedeževno, se srede premaknejo v park Tivoli. Teden ljudovega laboratorija. Ta teden bodo v organizaciji Kut ljuda vsak dan brezplačne gledališke in gibalne delavnice za vse in sicer vsak dan od 15. do 18. na različnih lokacijah. Delavnice bodo vodili oziroma vodile Slobodan Malič, Alberto Jose Lucena, Nina Vombergar in Grega Močivnik. Cirkuška vadba v placu. Plac v Ljubljani še vedno nudi prostor za cirkuško vadbo. Vsak dan od 12. do 3. Bričole. Cirkus Fuskabo bo 17. maja ob 15. in 18. uri ter 18. maja ob 17. uri ponovil letno cirkuško predstavo Bričole. Gre za ganljivo torinsko zgodbo o stiski mladih v času industrijske revolucije, kjer je le malo prostora za ljubezen, toplino in podporo, ki jo otroci potrebujejo. Janez Bosko jim hoče pomagati, a pot do zaupanja ne bo lahka. Vstopnica za predstavo stane med 12 in 18 evrov, odvisno koliko vas pride oziroma koliko ste stari, rezervirate pa jih lahko preko spletnega obrazca, ki ga najdete na spletni strani Mladinskega centra Skala. Mini cirkus Bufeto. V dvorani cirkusa Fuskabo boste ta mesec lahko videli še eno cirkuško predstavo in sicer v soboto 31. maja ob 17. uri. Družinska predstava Mini cirkus Bufeto. Vstopnice, ki stanejo med 6 in 13 evrov, odvisno koliko vas pride oziroma koliko ste stari, lahko kupite pol ure pred predstavo v Mladinskem centru Skala. Cirkuške delavnice v Mladinskem centru Postojna. Odprte cirkuške delavnice, ki bi se morale zgoditi včeraj, so zaradi slabega vremena prestavljene na 29. maj. Cirko Balkana 20. Manipulacije. Od 31. maja do 8. junija bo v Zagrebu zraven Močvare potekal festival Cirko Balkana, letos podnaslovljen Manipulacije. Vsak dan bodo predstave, glasbeni program, kokice in še marsikaj. Vozovnica do Zagreba iz Ljubljane stane 9 evrov. Najbrž smo pozabili še na kaj cirkuškega, kar se dogaja v bližnji prihodnosti, za kar se iskreno opravičujemo. Oddajo sta pripravili Eva in Ema, lektorirala je Jerca, tehniciral Oli, govorila pa Živa. Nasvidenje, drago cirkuštvo! Okupacija, kalkulacija, segregacija, imigracija, konspiracija. Kako dolgo pa se dejansko pripravljajo na eno točko?
V bistvu koliko? 10 minut?
Ne,
včasih več.
Ne. Samo zaradi njegove rame nam ni uspelo.
Ja, ni nam uspelo še te točke.
Tako da smo gotovili, da v bistvu ni zdravo. Da
ja, boljše je pol tam eno uro prej pripraviti.
Ker pol veš, da v eni uri je veliko manjša verjetno, da se kakšna rama spaš ne vmes.